Blog Talk Radio.
You did one hell of a job, and the only thing else I got to say is, how about you, Joe Walsh?
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Talk VCX Sports with Travis and Ron. Currently having audio issues with Travis's system. So I'm AM Styles. Happy New Year to everyone. Glad to be back in the saddle. I hope everyone had a great holiday season. Hopefully Travis can hear me and switch over to the phone system so we can get this show going. He has a lot of stuff that he would like to talk about. Travis, you there? Travis? But yes, one second. Let me try and stuff and reach Travis. I just messaged him, so hopefully he gets the message that he is actually live on the air. Travis, you there? You're very low. You need to turn up your volume on your phone, please. Can you say something to us?
Can you hear me now?
No. You still sound so far away like I can't even hear you. Once again, everybody, we do apologize. We will try and get the show going.
Can you hear me now?
Nope, you still sound like you're in a tin can. No, you sound horrible. We can't hear you on the show, Travis. Please use your cell phone, please. Call into the show with your cell phone. I need you on the cell phone.
Trying to see if anybody can hear me.
You guys hear me? Give me a thumbs up if you can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you now. You sound better now. So what have you?
Irv, call into the line 646-716-9186 and let me know if you can hear me on the line. 646-716-9186.
We can hear you both on the line and also on Facebook Live. So you can go ahead and start the show. Go ahead and talk, Travis. We can hear you. Go ahead and start the show. Not on the... Use your phone. We cannot hear you on the system. Just use your cell phone. That's the only thing we can hear you.
Okay. Let me go ahead and try this anyway. Sorry for the delay, people. I'm just about 5 minutes into the show. Once again, welcome to another edition of Talk VCX Sports with Travis and Ron. I am your host, Travis Evans. Ron is not available tonight. He probably will pop in periodically. Ron's not available tonight. I do have on the line our producer, A.M. Styles. If A.M. Styles will quit muting my mic, we might can get this done. I want you guys to have a conversation with you guys about a couple of things tonight. One of them is going to be
Travis, do not use your cell phone only.
We are going
cannot
to
hear you on the
try to see if we can work out these technical difficulties with the show. So, real quick, Irv D. Once again, if you can hear me, brother, please call in 646-716-9186 and let me know if I can hear you on the line. I think the problem might not be with the system, but I got to have somebody else call in to let me know that there's nothing wrong with the system. So if you guys could, Herb, give me a call so I can verify that. Let's see if we can get this thing to work.
Travis, this is Andre. I'm telling you, only we can hear you.
Give me 1 second here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying to get them to cooperate with me.
Travis, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Travis? Travis, we cannot hear you using the system. We cannot hear you using the system. You have to use your cell phone.
Travis.
All right, let's try this again. Can anybody hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now if you use your cell phone.
I'm going to try it again with your cell phone.
That's all you use your cell phone. Do not turn on the system mic because it's not working because we can't hear you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Loud and clear?
Loud and clear.
All right, let's try this one more time. 10, 11 minutes into the show. Here we go. All right, real quick, ladies and gentlemen, once again, sorry for the delay. If you can hear me, please signify on my live feed that you give me the thumbs up, that you guys hear me loud and clear. If you can do that, I would appreciate that greatly. It lets me know that the sound is working. Once again, welcome to another episode of Talk DCX Sports with Travis and Ron. I am your host, Travis Evans. Ron Scarlett is not available tonight. He possibly will be here. He said he's going to try to get here. But I do have on the line my producer, confidant, the man that's always jumping in my butt, trying to get me to go the right way, and he's actually done it again tonight. Brother A.M. Styles, our producer. Go ahead and say hello to the people for me, Andre.
Good evening, everyone. How's everyone doing?
Andre.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Want to say hello to the folks for me?
Hello, everyone. Happy New Year.
guess not.
Can you hear me?
All right. I want to touch on a couple of things real quick. Once again, if you guys can hear me, go ahead and signify by putting your thumbs up and letting me know that you can hear me. I'm going to switch out headpieces for a second. Hang on just 1 second. How about this? Is this much better?
Can you hear us?
I can hear you fine.
I think your other headphones are dead. You probably didn't charge them.
I probably didn't charge them. That's probably why they're not working. Okay. Now, let's talk a little bit to kind of piggyback on what I talked about last night about the Alabama game, the Alabama-Georgia game. I'm just going to put it out there. That game was effing phenomenal. I actually was at a bar full of Alabama and Georgia fans, and I'm going to say that place was electric. It was wild. I'm pretty sure it was wild in the stadium. I'm pretty sure that we all just knew that was going to be a phenomenal game. Once again, I never picked Georgia and Alabama to get in a championship together. I never predicted it. I don't think it would have ever happened. I don't think I could have predicted it. Jimmy the Greek couldn't have predicted it. I don't think even God himself could have predicted that one. So we'll have to go from there and start figuring out that maybe possibly with the level of play that Georgia has, you might see a repeat next year. So like you saw Clemson, Georgia, you might see Clemson, Alabama. You might see Georgia, Alabama. It'll be part two next year. That's my philosophy on that. A couple of key notes. I really, once again, would say this, and I'm not an expert on this, and I'm not a Nick Saban. I haven't been in Nick Saban's coaching headquarters. I haven't been in his rooms. I don't know what they're thinking, but I can tell you that somebody that won't have a job next year, and that's Jalen Hurts. And I'm telling you right now, that dude solidified that guy Tua Goliah, something like that. I can't even pronounce his name. That guy solidified a spot in Alabama. A freshman, a true freshman. He'll be there for the next few years. I actually see the Heisman. I actually see a Heisman hit on him. Probably next year or his junior year. I could see him getting a Heisman hit, or he'd be mentioned in a lot of the Heisman talk. That dude is a phenomenal, accurate quarterback. I mean, I've just never seen anything like that for my life as a freshman in the league. As a freshman. Once again, you're on Talk DCX Sports with Travis Aron. If you want to get in on this conversation and bring any questions, comments, concerns, or criticisms, give us a call, 646-716-9186. Once you get on, press 1. That'll put you in the host queue. We'll know that you've got a question, comment, or concern. We will let you on, say what you have to say. Getting back to the Alabama-Georgia game. Georgia's defense on point, offense on point. They have a tandem scoring attack. I think this is Nick Chubb's senior year. I don't think he'll be back. But Sony Michel is not by himself in that backfield. So I do feel that Georgia is a good candidate to repeat, to be back again as many times as it takes until Kirby Smart gets what he deserves, a national championship. Got a ton of respect for Kirby Smart. I don't think that he's a no-nonsense coach. I think he's actually what Georgia's been looking for the past few years. I think the man knows what he's doing. I think that if anybody can get Georgia another championship, it'll be Kirby Smart. The guy's a tactician, just like his boss was. Nick Saban taught him to be a tactician. Problem with Georgia? Georgia did everything right. Georgia did everything right. The defense key, they put a cover two on, what's his name? I can't remember the dude's name. They put a cover two on him, and they put a spy on Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts couldn't come out of that pocket to do nothing. They was on him like flies on a turd, and he couldn't get away. Now, if Jalen Hurts, they knew Jalen Hurts was that vulnerable, they capitalized on it, they knew what they was doing. What they didn't count on was Nick Saban had a trick up his sleeve, and that was that quarterback. That was that quarterback. If you notice, during the second half, was 83% of Alabama's plays were pass plays. They only ran the ball a couple of times. The rest of it's pass, pass, pass. And this dude's accuracy was phenomenal. So I can tell you, look for that dude to go places in the NFL. Look for him to go. I'm just going to tell you. Now, my biggest issue with either one of those teams is that you got the University of Central Florida 13-0. University of Central Florida, perfect season, 13-0. Nothing. And matter of fact, the AP polls are like trying to list Central Florida like 12th or 13th. And I'm like, are you serious? You're going to put Central Florida at 12 or 13 next year? You're going to throw your powerhouse teams up there, put them in the top five. You know Alabama's going to be there. You know Georgia's going to be there. Ohio State, Wisconsin. You're going to throw all those teams up there in the front, and you got an undefeated team with a perfect season, and you give them squat. You're not even going to put them in the top 10. I got a problem with that. I got a big-time problem with that. How's the sound going so far, people? Can you guys hear me? All righty.
Yes, you sound good.
Okay. So, to me, it's a political move. I have a problem with it, the way they're doing it. But UCF got hosed. I don't care what anybody wants to say. You can call in and tell me I'm wrong. UCF got hosed. UCF should have at least been in a ranking of a number four in the playoffs. They should have been number four. At least if you're trying to say that UCF didn't do anything, well, maybe because of their conference, I don't know. Alabama played powerhouse teams. Auburn played powerhouse teams. Georgia played powerhouse teams. So if you're trying to say that Conference USA or the American Conference don't count because they're not in the SEC, I got a problem with that. Big 12, I got a problem with you saying they're not worthy of a championship because they're in the Big 12. SEC is a very, very, very dominant conference in the NCAA. The SEC is. They got probably within the SEC. I don't know the numbers offhand. I probably have to look it up. But those teams, I'd probably say combined at least 50 championships. That's just me guessing. I don't want anybody just to punch in and say, no, the SEC didn't win that many. You're lying. I mean, considering all the schools in the SEC, Auburn, Alabama, Florida, I'm trying to put all these teams together. How many championships do you think we got, you know, in the SEC when you got all these teams? So that's kind of where I'm kind of straddling the fence a little bit on the SEC. I knew the SEC was going to get shook up a couple of years ago when Texas A&M walked in. I told them. I said, watch, the SEC going to get shook up. But Alabama persevered through all of the shakeups. Alabama stood fast. Georgia failed. Everybody failed. But Alabama kept their composure. Auburn tried to stay with them. They failed by the wayside, too. So the only thing I can say to that to make everybody feel a lot better is that Alabama came. They did what they were supposed to do. When you're playing against a coach that knows his stuff, you got to know more. You got to go to school, and you have to know more. And Nick Saban is just the type of coach that you hate to coach against. You would hate to go up against because the man is a certified tactician. He knows what he's doing. So, Georgia, don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. Don't think that you guys are sorry and all the jokes that everybody's making about when teams play in Atlanta and get 20-some points to three lead, they blow them. I'm not going to say that about Georgia. I'm not going to say that about them this year. I had a lot of rotten things to say about Georgia at the beginning of the year, but they proved me wrong, and I'm very satisfied with the play and the performance of Georgia. So I can just say thumbs up to Georgia again. Do what you have to do. Get in there again next year. Next year, understand, y'all need to find a spy to put in Alabama's organization and find out what kind of trick did Nick Saban have up his sleeve if y'all ever have to go head-to-head in the championship again. But getting back to UCF, I'm sorry. They got hosed. People can stand here all day and tell me I'm wrong, tell me I'm crazy. That's fine. I'll go with it. But UCF got hosed, and I don't care what nobody says. That's my take on it. Questions, comments, concerns, criticism, 646-716-9186. Once again, that number is 646-716-9186. I have a caller on the line. 404 number, last four, 6156. Caller, thank you for calling Talk BCX Sports with Travis and Ron. Who am I talking to?
Travis, what's happening?
Oh, you. I'm going to drink a Dr. Pepper on you, man. I talk about you, man.
I'm drinking a weird smoothie drink on you then. Shut up.
Come on, man. Don't make me laugh while I'm drinking. What the hell wrong? You trying to make me choke on this show? That what
no.
You want me to go Facebook Live and choke to death? That's what you want me to do?
No, I was actually trying to look up which conference has won the most national championships in football. I was trying to look that up. No,
let me know. But honestly, do you agree with me about the Central Florida issue?
I think they should be up there. I don't think they should get shafted because I didn't even know they were 13-0. I didn't even know that.
No, nobody follows Central Florida. I don't understand that. Talent comes out of Central Florida. People don't understand that this is a school that kicks out talent. And I'm not even trying to play Dante Culpepper. I mean, nobody knows about these folks that come out of Central Florida. I don't understand that.
Yeah. I didn't know they were 13-0, but I don't think they should be. What did you say? They're going to put them at 22?
No, I said they did a projection on USA, and they had them at 11 or 12. I said, how the hell are they not even in the top 10?
Man, that's all politics. They're not a powerhouse school like your Alabama, your Ohio State, your Michigan, your Penn States, and your Georgias and Floridas, man. They're not. They're just, I guess, to them, to these sports writers, Central Florida is nothing but a small school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody
better
stop sleeping on Central Florida. Now, their coach left and went to Nebraska, I think. The head coach left and got picked up the job in Nebraska. I don't know why he – I can understand why he left, and I'm going to tell you why. It ain't politics. It was money. The head coach of Central Florida gave them a 13-0 season. He gave them 13-0. I think his annual salary was like $800,000 was his annual salary at Central Florida, and he got a chance to make something like one point something mil at Nebraska. And I guess I can honestly say go with the money. I'm trying not to say that and be an evil person, but I just got it done with a conversation earlier today about everybody's got a price tag. I mean, which would you rather do, win championships or make more money? Which would you rather do, win championships or make more money?
I like to do both.
Well, only Nick Saban can do that. Give me.
Oh, well. Okay.
Only Nick Saban can do that. Nick Saban is the highest paid coach in NCAA. And he's got five championships. He's right on Bear Bryant's butt waiting to go ahead and time and then pass it. I think Nick Saban will probably pass Bear Bryant, and then he will actually call it quits from coaching. The man got more money than the law allows. He got his own bar in his house.
Or go to the
He tried.
Nah, he won't go back. He won't go back to the NFL.
Yeah, he tried the NFL. That didn't work too well with him. Hello, Ron. How's the bowling score? Give me your score. Give me the score on your first frame. Nick Saban is the highest paid, and he's got the most championships singularly, except for with the exception of Bear Bryant. Like I say, he's hot on Brian Thiel. So we'll see how that works out for him. As far as Central Florida still being a powerhouse, they're going to play teams in their conference, Memphis.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if Buffalo is still in. They're not in Conference USA. They're in the American Athletic Conference. I think that's what they're in, American something conference. They're up there with, if I'm not mistaken, Louisville. I think either they not. I got to look at their schedule and tell you, but they got a bunch of keynote teams that they play. And like I said, Central Florida is undefeated, and they need to get more than what they're getting. So I hope the NCAA recognizes that and says, you know what, y'all are right. They guys need something. Joseph just advised me that Nick Saban tied Bear Bryant. I thought Bear Bryant.
Yeah, he tied him. Well, Bear Bryant got all his national championships, I think, with Alabama. Nick Saban got one with, was it Michigan State? No, LSU. LSU, there's other five came from Alabama.
LSU. He came from LSU. That's what it was. So he got a championship with LSU, and he got five with Alabama.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't know Nick Saban was a – he was also an assistant on the old Cleveland Browns team with Bill Belichick. A lot of people don't know Bill Belichick.
There you go. What you just said is true. There's that Bill Belichick thing again. That
like, you know, when the remember when the Browns were playing like their last season before they went to Baltimore? Bill Belichick was the head coach.
Saban was coaching that far back?
Yeah, he was on there. It was Nick Saban. And who was that? You remember Thomas Dimitroff, the GM with the Falcons? He was on that squad, too. He was like the groundskeeper, and he was also an assistant coach, too.
Wow.
Yeah. Right before like Cleveland's like last few games before they packed up and moved to Baltimore.
Okay.
A lot of people don't know that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Brother Andre.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to dip away from this page. Can you monitor the board for me? I'm going to dip away from this page. I got to look up something real quick on
yes,
Google.
Sir.
All right, thank you, brother. All right, go ahead, Irv.
Okay, who does that says? That says what? Alabama has 21 championships.
Alabama got 21 total.
Now, when I'm looking at. I'm hoping this is all football. Total championship selection for major selectors by school. Oh wow! Okay, darn. Didn't know that's a good one. Yep, I think they do got that many. No, I guess those championships are in other bowl games, too. Hold up. Wait a minute. They got I'm seeing 17 claimed national titles starting in 1925.
Well, how many total SEC, Southeast Conference, titles?
How many
total
bowls? That's what I was trying to look up by conference.
Okay.
I was trying to look that up by conference, like Pac-12, Big Ten, Atlantic Coast Conference, SEC. I was trying to look that up.
Okay.
Well,
if you can find it, let me know. I'm going to go ahead and move out of the NCAA, and I'm going to go ahead and push on into the NFL.
Okay.
I want to talk to anybody that if we can get a caller in or something, let them in for me, Andre. Let's talk a little bit about the wild card weekend. Let's go with the last weekend. Let's go with the Titans going to Kansas City.
I thought Kansas City was going to win that one.
Everybody thought Kansas City was going to win that one. I thought Kansas City was going to win that one.
But no, what I think happened was what the Titans coach told him, look, my job on the line.
You know, I don't think that was it. I think Derrick Henry finally showed up out of nowhere. He's been kind of like an absentee father all season.
Uh-huh.
Pop up in spurts. He's had decent games. DeMarco Murray, whatever happened to him? I mean, DeMarco Murray.
He got hurt.
Then Derrick Henry, he ran timid. Like I said, once again, let me go ahead and put this out here so nobody call in and start going off on me. This is an opinionated show. I saw Derrick Henry. It looked to me like he was tiptoeing through mush. That's what it looked like to me, what he was trying to do. He was scanning for a hole, and when he couldn't find it, he just leaned forward and tried to get what he could get out of it. But Derrick Henry showed up. He showed up, and he showed out. Now, if Tennessee can pull that same mess off again at New England, they could be the spoiler. They could be the AFC spoiler of the decade.
if they can go up into Foxborough and take and actually take Tom Brady and them guys out. Tennessee's defense was on point, but when their offense started firing on all cylinders, that kind of made me nervous. That made me very nervous. So I think, and I'm going to put my neck out here and say this, and I don't want nobody to call me, you know, to call me back on the show next week and say, ah, you stupid. Hey, I could see Tennessee beat New England.
Uh-huh.
Y'all heard that.
And
yeah,
I figured,
there's somebody.
Yeah, I figured. Yeah. Okay.
I can see.
Okay.
Is there somebody on the show?
Thank you, ma'am.
Hello?
Thank you.
Travis.
I don't know who that is.
Travis.
Yeah.
I think I found your, what we were talking about the national championships.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But if you want me to, I mean, if you want me to do this now, or you still want to talk about the NFL?
No, we can talk. You can go ahead and go back to the championships real quick. Hello? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Travis.
Yes.
Can you hear? You can hear me?
Yes.
Okay, well, we got cut off for a second.
Yeah.
Okay, what I'm looking at here, it says the Big 12 has 11 national championships. The Pac-12 has 15. The Independents have 17 national. That's Notre Dame, Army, BYU, and Lafayette.
And Miami.
Well, no, this is Miami is in the ACC. This is recent.
I thought Miami was independent. Okay, go ahead.
They were. Okay, well, you got as far as like in the ACC, they have 18 national championships. The SEC has 29 national championships.
Okay.
Okay, the Big Ten has 39, and the Ivy League has 46.
Ivy League.
The Ivy League, that's Yale, Princeton, Harvard, Pennsylvania, and Cornell.
Wow.
They have 46 national titles.
Wow. I have to make sure I look that up before I argue with anybody that's SEC. Or Big Ten.
Yeah, well, I'm a Big Ten guy. Michigan leading that conference with 8.
Wow.
Yeah, Ohio State right behind them with 7. So.
And then the rest of them, you know, Michigan State and Purdue.
Michigan, Minnesota, Nebraska, Penn State, Illinois, Michigan State, Maryland, Iowa.
Well, Nebraska's not
Chicago,
in the Big Ten anymore.
Chicago is Division 3 now. I didn't know Chicago was in the Big Ten. I had never heard of them being in the Big Ten. But
okay, we learned some new stuff tonight, brother. That's what.
But this is what I'm looking at on at cheatsheet.com.
Okay. It
says which college football conference has won the most national titles. But hold up. This is not updated. So. Yeah, it's not updated.
So you only got to add one to SEC.
Yeah, you got to add one to Alabama. Okay, so Alabama would be 14 or 15 now.
Exactly.
And Clemson would be 2 instead of 1.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. All right.
All right, now we can move on to back to the NFL.
Okay.
Falcons at the Rams. Anybody see that coming?
No, I didn't.
I did not see the Falcons at the Rams coming. I actually saw the Rams. For some reason, they often shut down. They often shut down. This is not the team that beat the snot out of Seattle. This is not the team that rumped over the Cowboys. This is not the team that has just been dominating their conference. They played like they didn't know what the hell was going on. They played completely out of character as far as, I mean, equally yoked, him and Jared Goff and Matt Ryan were equally yoked. 218 yards for Matt Ryan, it was 259 for Jared Goff. Gurley had 100 yards rushing again, but it was to no avail. I just didn't understand. Julio Jones, what did they say about Julio Jones? I think he had like, I can't remember. Julio Jones didn't have, I think he had 94 yards, receiving yards, or something like that, and he had like 12, 13 rushing yards when he did that end around with him or something. I mean, to me, Atlanta came to play, and it just did not look to me as if the Rams were the Rams. The Rams that started at the beginning of the season to the Rams that ended the season the way they ended it. So I'm going to go ahead on and try to figure that one out. Very quickly, let's get to the Jacksonville at Pittsburgh. I mean, I'm sorry, Buffalo at Jacksonville.
That was a defensive game.
Very. I was at that game. I was actually in the –
I saw you.
I actually watched the whole game. I mean, it was electric. The fans was electric. I'm going to say something about the Buffalo Bills fans. I have never seen a fan base that large inside or outside of the stadium. I walked around to different tailgates. The Buffalo Bills fans, they cool people. They crazy as hell. I'll give them that one. Those people are nuts, man. Do you know they were doing WWE moves? They were doing the WWE wrestling? They were throwing folks through tables and stuff like that. The news reported a guy jumped off the top of an RV and landed on the table on fire. They were doing
on
crazy
fire?
Stuff like that. On fire? I'm not playing with you. On fire.
Oh, gosh.
Those guys were off the chain. I mean, they came all the way from New York to come down to Florida and act a fool. Now, mind you, it was a good game, but I have never seen an opposing team bring that big of a fan base. They brought, it seemed to me like the whole state of New York was down there in Jacksonville. Everywhere you turn, they're Buffalo fans.
Well, mind you, this team has not been to the playoffs in a long time.
Well, yeah, they said it. They said that they haven't been in the playoffs in, I think it's in 20 years, something like that, this last time they've been. Jacksonville, had last time they went to the playoffs like 20 years ago. So everybody was banking on everybody to do something. It was a good defensive game.
Yeah.
Tyrod Taylor, we got a lot of quarterbacks coming out of the draft. Don't be surprised if you start seeing some of these teams grab them. I just think the worst thing on the planet for anybody to do would be Cleveland try to get another quarterback. Cleveland, stop drafting quarterbacks.
That's what they're going to do. But you know what?
Get you some
linemen.
They
pick number one, and they pick number four.
Yeah, they made a trade.
In the first round.
Yeah, they made a trade.
Yeah, but they're going to get another quarterback. That's Cleveland.
Okay, well. I think the dumbest thing Cleveland can do is get another quarterback.
It's like, you remember Detroit? Every year Detroit would get wide receivers.
Right. But what I'm saying is that in this instance, Irv, when the Cleveland Browns draft, for some reason they do go after a quarterback. That's the very first thing they do. Now, if you're actually accurate and they do have the 1-4 pick, it'll be a quarterback and a running back. It'll be a quarterback and a running back every year. They never think to go after some key top linemen in the NFL. They never think to do that. So I
well, they got Myles Garrett. That was their first round pick last draft.
Right.
And he was hurt most of the time.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You can't.
But
I don't.
Honestly,
so what's the use of getting a quarterback if you're gonna get him killed?
Yeah, that's the Browns, dude. They don't.
You need to start out with a couple of good offensive linemen. Give them a couple of years to mature. Go after a couple of more good offensive linemen. until you got just a complete bullpen of offensive linemen where they can do what they got to do to protect the quarterback. If you can't protect your quarterback, what good is it? You saw what happened to Tyrod.
Another one out your quarterback.
Tyrod Taylor got rocked, and he had to, he went off the field. They gave him he's on concussion protocol. Did you see Cam Newton get rocked?
Oh man, Cam not the man. Cam Newton, he came back out there though.
No, no, and I think the league needs to report that because Cam Newton was out. If y'all saw Cam Newton laying on that ground, Cam Newton was knocked out. He was out cold. Anybody want to sit there and dispute that? That's fine.
I mean, I saw when he spun out of a tackle, and then there was a guy waiting on him.
Right, and when he got
and bam,
he
then he went down
sideline before he collapsed again.
Yeah, he collapsed right at the side, right before he actually got out of bounds. He collapsed, and his coach had to help him up.
And I apologize for skipping over that. We will get to that in a second, Carolina and New Orleans. But
mm-hmm.
I'm just saying that they took him in that tent. And they brought him back out of the tent, and they let him right back on that field. And he threw a strike now. I'm not even going to play with it. He threw a strike, perfect strike, and brought him back into the game. But you can't, for all intents and purposes, sit there and think that when a player gets hit that hard, that there's nothing going on inside his brain. That kind of hit, that man, if you just saw the hit, itself, and you saw the look on Cam Newton's face when the impact hit him, dude, there's something going on. He got knocked out. And watch him laying on that ground, he was knocked out. Hell, Matt Ryan took a vicious hit against the Rams. It to the point where the side of his head was bleeding.
Yeah.
You guys, when you understand, when headhunters come out. Headhunters come out. That's just natural. That's what they do. If you're paid to get out there on the field and hunt heads, then that's what you're going to do. That's it in a nutshell.
Yep.
Now, as far as anything else goes, Tyrod Taylor, I'm pretty sure when he comes off concussion protocol, I think the Bills will probably be better shopping for a new quarterback. I think they need to go ahead and trade what they got. See what they can pull out of the draft, if they can pull anything. They pretty high in the draft. I'm pretty sure they're like 18th or 19th in the draft. So Buffalo is not going to be able to – they're not going to be able to get any serious upfront for our first rounders. I believe that in my heart. Now, let's go to the Carolina and New Orleans game. We've already pretty much talked enough about it. But the Saints defeated the Panthers 31-26. New Orleans, what do you think? Irv, what do you think? What do you honestly think about New Orleans' chances going up into Minnesota?
It's not going to be easy because, I mean, the Vikings do have a defense. And if Sean Payton, he's a gambling man because what was that when they played the Falcons on, was that Thursday Night Football and they were at the 5-yard line and Drew Brees threw that interception in the end zone? And this recent one, what they went for it on fourth down or it was something. And I think they completed it, though. They completed the pass, though, or a penalty or something happened.
Right.
Or he threw another interception or something. I just felt like it was over for them. But they found a way to win.
Well, I've always kind of had a vision of a Tom Brady, Drew Brees type matchup. I would like to see that legend versus legend. Because we all know that if Tom Brady left out the league tomorrow, he'd have his yellow jacket on next year. I mean, no quarterback's ever been able to accomplish what he's accomplished. So I don't see Tom Brady being out that long without getting his gold jacket. I don't see it happening. Drew Brees either. Drew Brees got a championship. I don't see him being out long. His numbers are phenomenal. His passer rating is off the chart. Drew Brees still got a little bit left in the tank. I see New Orleans upsetting Minnesota. Boy, I'm making a lot of messed up predictions, and people are going to be calling me on this and saying, man, you stupid. You don't know what you're talking about. You stupid. You dumb, man. I can't believe you said that.
Oh, man, you crazy. But did you know that the Cowboys had a chance to get Drew Brees? The Cowboys. Back, remember when he got hurt? Like his shoulder got messed up or something?
When he was with the Chargers.
Yeah, but Bill Parcells didn't want him.
Well.
And he went to New Orleans and showed out.
That was Sean Payton. That was a Payton move right there. Sean Payton saw something in Drew Brees. And remember, Sean Payton was under Bill Parcells, too.
Yeah, he went to New Orleans.
Parcells kept butting heads. And when the head coach position in New Orleans popped up, Sean Payton said, it's my time to get away from Parcells. Parcells, nobody can get along with Parcells. You have to understand, he was an elite coach because he was a butthole. A lot of folks didn't like him.
Yeah.
But he was a damn good coach. That's just the way he what it is. But a lot of folks didn't want to have anything to do with him, period. Let's go ahead and move on up to this coming up weekend. We got a lot of good matchups this weekend. Atlanta and Philadelphia. I'm going to go with the Falcons. As much as y'all hate me saying it, I'm going to go with the Falcons.
Damn.
As much as I hate that. I
don't know. It is what it is. I don't like either team. But the winner of this game still won't make it to the Super Bowl. So.
Exactly. Nick Foles will not take Philadelphia to the promised land. I'm sorry, Philly, but y'all ain't going to the promised land with Nick Foles. It's not happening. It's not happening. If y'all look up and beat Atlanta Sunday, then there truly is a football God. And there's a religious God, but then there's some other dude that God decided to create to make and put him over football. And there will be a football God if Philadelphia goes to and wins the Super Bowl. There's a football guy. So I just want y'all to know that. Y'all heard that from me first. Atlanta will beat Philadelphia. Atlanta will move on to face the Saints in New Orleans, and that is going to be a phenomenal, epic game. As long as Donald Trump don't show up, it'll be a phenomenal, epic game.
Why you say that?
If 45 show up and start trying to sing the national anthem, Atlanta, you are in New Orleans. You are done.
There, man.
Heard that from me. I'm just calling it like it is, bro.
I don't know. I think that Minnesota, New Orleans game, that's a tough one.
Minnesota's a young team. Minnesota does not have – I don't think Minnesota's ready. It's like the Rams. They're a young team. Case Keenan, I followed him all through his days at Conference USA. He played against Central Florida. I followed Central Florida because my godson went to UCF, and I followed a lot of UCF's games. Case Keenan was a beast when he was at Houston. He's a beast. But is he ready – for that spotlight? I just don't think Minnesota's ready. They're a young team. They're still sniffing their underarms, trying to smell for Old Spice, and it ain't there. I just think that Minnesota is going to fall on their sword this year, just this year.
You know what? For some odd reason, my pick for the Super Bowl was Jacksonville and the Rams, just for some odd reason, because – these are two teams that nobody would ever expect to go. You know, but obviously that's not going to happen because the Rams are sitting at home right now. So,
But for that reason,
I just picked. I said, man, it's going to be the Rams. It's going to be Jacksonville.
I can agree with that.
Yeah,
I can agree with that. I'm going to say Atlanta at Philly. I'm going to go stick my neck out on that one. And I think Atlanta will beat Philly. I think that that New Orleans will defeat Minnesota at home. I mean, at Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
Minnesota will then, you know, like I said, I think they'll go back, regroup. I want to try to figure out what they're going to do with Teddy Bridgewater. I know it's all political. I have a problem with anybody that has a quarterback that gets them to the Super Bowl or gets them through the playoffs, and then when the quarterback that got injured comes back, and then you turn around and say "Oh, well, we're going to start the original quarterback we had." Dumbest thing I ever heard. Dumbest.
Well, you remember that was Denver.
Yeah, that's
Brock Osweiler, Peyton Manning.
Exactly. I think.
And they won the Super Bowl. Who they beat in the Super Bowl? Panthers. They beat
Panthers.
Carolina.
Yeah, beat Panthers.
But that was a defense, though. Their defense won that game for them.
Yeah, that was defense.
Yeah.
I have a problem with – I just for instance, you know, and I'm going to say this, and this will just kind of get off track for a second. That's the reason why Dallas messed up in the playoffs last year. Mo Claiborne out 8 games. Mo Claiborne out. Anthony Brown, ripping it up for him, playing that corner spot. Brown only got burnt one time, and that was against the Steelers on that fake spike. And Brown got burnt on that. But we still came back and won the game. But ever just since then, Brown was a shutdown corner the whole year.
No, I thought that was that was Brandon Carr.
No, that was Mo Claiborne that was out.
I mean, no, but Brandon Carr, the one that got beat. Or was that Brown? I don't know, because I could have sworn it was Brandon Carr.
Brown got beat on that Roethlisberger.
Okay, all right.
Brown. Mo Claiborne was out. If everybody remembers, Claiborne been out literally half the season. He was out. So the minute Mo Claiborne comes back to play, the minute the doctor clears him, what do? Bitch Brown. And you put Mo Claiborne in there, and what do you get? Holding, number 24 defense. Holding, number 24 defense. Pass interference, number 24 defense.
Well, there's an old saying in football, Travis. It says, when you're invited to the biggest dance of the year, you dance with who brought you.
Well, like I said, that was, to me, another coaching situation. Another situation I could not understand why you would pull a guy that gave you productivity all year just to turn around and give it back to an idiot that didn't help you get it in the first place.
First down, first and goal at the 3-yard line. Coach's decision. There you go.
When those two knuckleheads got traded, Carr and Claiborne, when I say I danced and partied all night, I danced and I partied all night. The only person I did not want to leave was J.J. Wilcox.
I didn't want Barry Church to leave. I didn't want none of them. Well,
I didn't want Barry, but I knew Barry Church was going.
Carr could have left. I'd have been happy with Claiborne, but I'm glad Carr. I thought Carr was going to do big things when he came, but obviously I think maybe he had maybe 1-2 year good years with the Cowboys, but then he just started getting burnt.
Well, if somebody's willing to pay them guys what they think they're worth, Godspeed, do your thing. But this one time, well, I'm glad Jerry kept his wallet closed, because I wouldn't have paid them two knuckleheads nothing. They, to me, those two are the main reason why our defense never got us where we needed to go. And I still blame that on Carr and Claiborne. And they can get mad all they want. Anybody can answer.
Well, you know, we got embarrassed on Sunday night. What was that? Pass interference, boy still caught the ball. Odell Beckham.
Pretty much.
Yeah,
that
still
pass
caught the
right
ball.
There,
like dirt.
That pass right there, all I could do was look at that and trip out. That's all I could do. That was posterized. So after that, I lost all respect for Brandon Carr. Coming out of Kansas City thinking he was going to be the next great coming for the Cowboys. But anyway, that's another story. Let's get back to this. Let's get back to the playoffs again. We got Tennessee at New England. Of course, we've already talked about that. And I stuck my neck out again. I said there's a possibility.
You said Tennessee could go up in there more likely upset
go up in
the Patriots.
This is the thing. This should teach you, especially with Atlanta football. Irv, me and you having a fight. If I hit you in the mouth and knock you on the ground, why the hell would I let you get up and come back?
You wouldn't.
Right. See, if I got a chance to knock somebody on the ground, then I'm going to go find me a bat, a club, something like that, and keep his ass on the ground. You don't let your opponent get up to come back and fight again, because then he's going to take you out. Same reason with the Falcons and the Patriots. Same reason with Georgia and Alabama. Once you got somebody down 20-3, 25-28-3, or whatever, you got them down, why would you let them
you
come
keep your
back?
Foot, you keep
you
your
keep
foot
your
on their neck.
On their neck, and you leave them there. You don't ever let them get up. Because if they get up, they might have a time. But think about it, while they're down in that ground, you ain't doing nothing. they getting the rest. They sucking in air, getting it all good, so they can get back up.
Yeah.
And once they get back up, it might be a wrap for you. It might be. So that's lesson one on one, kiddies, on how to handle a bully. Anyway, let's go with that Tennessee New England. Okay, we're gonna now switch on over to the AFC divisional playoffs with the Jacksonville Jaguars going to Pittsburgh. I'm going to say this. I was at the Jacksonville game once again. I can tell you right now, Jacksonville does not have an offense. They got defense, but Blake Bortles will not get Jacksonville to the promised land. I'm telling you that now. Blake Bortles had one particular – once again, UCF, University of Central Florida, Blake Bortles. There you go again. I'm putting it out there for you. Blake Bortles was horrible Sunday. The defense saved that game. They only allowed 3 points. I mean, they stayed at the defensive lineman stayed in the backfield. Tyrod Taylor had nowhere to go. They kept the defense played their hearts out. They played like that. That was the defense.
Wait a now, minute. Didn't Jacksonville? Then they blew Pittsburgh out in the regular season, didn't they?
Yeah, they beat the stuffing out of Pittsburgh. But it was mostly
that was their defense got most of the touchdowns.
Five picks.
Yeah, yeah.
When you got the number one and number two cornerbacks going to the Pro Bowl, first team, second team, Jalen Ramsey, AJ Boyer, you got both of them going in out of Jacksonville. Call it what you want to call it, bro.
Yeah.
They defense is probably. I'm gonna say this: Jacksonville got the number one defense in the league. I don't care what the polls say. I don't care what
they don't call them Saxonville for nothing.
Jacksonville got the number one defense to be in the NFL. That is the only thing that saved Jacksonville Sunday. That is the only thing. Now they're going to the North Pole to play Pittsburgh. The North Pole. It is so cold in Pittsburgh. And his dad offered me a chance to go. He said, "You want to roll up there with me? Go up there with me?" And I told him no. First of all, I'm a sissy when it comes to cold weather. And y'all heard that from me.
Pittsburgh's a nice. I've been to Pittsburgh. It's a nice town. You got that wind blowing off them three rivers, though. Oh my goodness!
I wouldn't care if it's summertime. I don't want to be in Pittsburgh in the summertime. It's too damn cold in Pittsburgh. I can't do it. Hey, what up, Terry? I couldn't do it. I'm telling you, point blank, I cannot see the. I can't see. Myself sitting in the seats in Pittsburgh, as cold as it is. The only way that I would do it is if I could set the man on fire next to me so I can keep warm. That'd be the only way I'd do it. It's that cold. I've been to Pittsburgh one other time when the Cowboys played it. And I'm going to tell you, it was cold. I was begging for the game to be over with. I was trying to figure out there's some way I could malfunction the clock so the game only lasts 20 minutes.
You went to that game last year?
No, I didn't go last year. No, I didn't go
last
year. I went a few years ago, Cowboys, pretty much. But my hat's off to anybody that want to get out there in that cold and play. I just think that if Jacksonville defense, I think, can shut Pittsburgh down. The problem is Jacksonville has no offense, and Pittsburgh's defense might shut Jacksonville, damn. I mean, they equally yoked on defense, but I think the defense can I really do think Jacksonville defense can shut Pittsburgh's offense down. I really do think that. I do feel that. But all it takes is Blake Bortles to start being Blake Bortles, having brain farts, just not doing what he's supposed to do, and I can see Blake Bortles throwing pick sixes and things like that, and I think that's what will win the game. I honestly think that'll win the game for Pittsburgh.
Well, Antonio Brown's not one. I don't think he's 100%.
Who, Blake Bortles?
Antonio Brown.
That's not Pittsburgh is deep in weapons. They deep in weapons.
Oh, I forgot about Juju.
Mike
and the other guy.
Don't. It doesn't make any difference if one receiver's out. It makes no difference if one receiver's out. See, teams like Pittsburgh, these are when you're talking about teams that's chalk, just bench deep with nothing but talent, If an offensive lineman go down, Pittsburgh got another. Defensive lineman go down, Pittsburgh got another. And believe me, his stock that he came out of the draft, he the same way. It's going to be the fact that they got depth on the bench. So whatever problems that Antonio Brown's having or anybody's having, trust me, Pittsburgh ain't hurting for receivers. They're not hurting for running backs. They're not hurting for linemen. That's the same thing I can say about New England. I mean, think about it. Tom Brady's backup quarterback for years was who? Garoppolo?
Garoppolo.
Look what he did. Look what Garoppolo did. Last six games at Frisco, 6-0. That's enough.
Actually, he went 5-0. He went 5-0. San Francisco won one before he came.
Okay, fine. What I'm trying to tell you is,
I'm hearing you. Yeah,
I mean, San Francisco is going to be one of those teams that's going to be a spoiler next year. Are they in contention to probably win another Super Bowl? I doubt it. But I can tell you that these boys in San Francisco, I do think they're going to start shaking the NFL up a little bit. I do believe that. And Garoppolo is just off the chain right now. So anybody that backs up Tom Brady, anybody that's going to back up Ben Roethlisberger, trust me, the only thing that I see hurting on Pittsburgh right now, if Roethlisberger got hurt, they have nothing. They have nothing.
Landry Jones.
The only way that I can know for the fact that Jacksonville can win this game if they take Brady out, I mean, take Roethlisberger out early. If they rock him, put him to sleep like Cam Newton got hit, if they rock him and do that to him, I guarantee you Jacksonville will take that game. Because their defense is not a problem. Their defense is not a problem. Their defense is the solution. That's Jacksonville's defense. Their offense, garbage. G-U-R-R-B-E-G-E. Garbage.
Dang.
Blake Bortles, straight, fiery, hot garbage. That's it. Pittsburgh, Jacksonville can do it. They can seal the deal. Jacksonville can be the team. They can be the team to topple, to really shock the AFC. They could be. But, once again, we got to see, people. We got to see. All right, Andre, we are at the halfway point. Brother, can you go ahead and let me take a quick break here for a second? I got to write some information down. Go ahead and run us through a quick break for you can for me.
Yes, sir.
Stay on the line, Herb.
Hell of a job. And only thing else I got to say is, how about you, Cowboys?
We are back with the second half of Talk DCX Sports with Travis and Ron. I'm your host, Travis Evans. Ron Scarlett will not be available tonight, but I am joined by my wonderful producer, Brother A.M. Styles, and another good friend of mine, Herb D. We're going to talk a little bit more about some of the stuff that's going on with these playoffs, and then we'll get into a couple other things, and we're probably going to end it probably about 9:30. I'm going to try to go for a 9:30 shutdown. Last but not least, New Orleans at Minnesota. I think we've already touched on that a little bit. I said Minnesota's a young team. I don't think they're ready. I don't think that they have what it takes to get over that hump, which is New Orleans. And I predict it'll be Atlanta going to New Orleans for the NFC Championship. I do believe that. Two NFC South teams in the championship, that doesn't bode well for a lot of the teams left in the league, because for some reason, we've done it a few times. Dallas and the Giants was in the playoff picture together, and
Giants always wind up getting the best of us. So have we ever had an NFC championship against your own conference? I don't know. Have the Herb, you pretty popular on the Cowboys thing. Let's talk about that for a second. Has the Cowboys ever had to play their own division for the NFC championship?
Yep, the Washington Redskins, and we lost 31-17.
What year was that?
I had to be back in, like, the early 80s.
Okay, so we lost to the Washington Redskins, and we could – okay, the NFC South is not the only team, ladies and gentlemen. Anybody know any other teams, go ahead and throw that out there on my screen. Like I said, Ron just gave me his bowling score, 258. Ron, you are garbage, Ron. You are garbage. G-U-R-R-B-E-G-E, garbage. See what how he responds to that. If he shoots me the finger, I'm going to that bowling alley. I'm letting you know that now.
Well, he's playing. He got a bowling tournament tonight or something?
Yeah, he's got a bowling tournament tonight. So, because it's Wednesday night. Normally, we do this on Tuesday. But last night, the system crashed on us, and we couldn't get and Andre tried his butt off to get the system back up, and it just would not cooperate with him. And now I'm thinking that it has to do with my laptop because we had some issues with hearing and stuff on the laptop. So I'm probably going to have to run this thing into the shop and let them look at it and let me know if I'm if I got a virus or something on my computer, because it's just not making any sense why it didn't work. It worked last night, but it didn't work tonight. So I think the whole crash might be me. So we'll have to go with that for right now. But once again, New Orleans and Minnesota, I just don't see New Orleans losing that game. I think they are equally yoked, once again, on offense and defense. I think they are ready. We'll see. We'll actually see how that goes. So once again, let me go ahead and give you these times. The Atlanta Falcons are going to the Philadelphia Eagles. That game is Saturday. They play at 4:35 on NBC. Tennessee is going to New England. That's an 8:15 game. That's going to be on CBS Saturday. Sunday's game, AFC Divisional Playoff. Jacksonville is going to be at Pittsburgh. That is a 1 o'clock game Sunday. And the New Orleans Saints go to the Minnesota Vikings. That's the NFC Divisional Playoff. That's a 4:40 game. That's going to be on Fox. Now, the winners of those two prospective games, of those games, will play each other for the championships. So, here's my four teams that are going to go up against each other. Y'all ready? Let's go with that again. I said, because I want to make sure everybody's clear on that. The Falcons will play New Orleans. And I'm going to stick my neck out and say Pittsburgh will play New England. I mean, Pittsburgh will play Tennessee. I'm writing it down on this paper because I'm going to stick this paper up here next week and I'm going to show you, even though everybody thinks I'm a cheat and all that other stuff. And once again, what did I say? Atlanta at New Orleans, right?
Uh-huh.
Atlanta at New Orleans. And
okay.
Tennessee at Pittsburgh. Right.
Okay.
I got it right here written down.
Trav has spoken, y'all.
I'm telling y'all, so we play this back. Now, if I'm wrong, I'll be the first to admit I'm wrong, because once again, this is an opinionated show, ladies and gentlemen. We're not sitting up here giving you stuff that I professionally know. I'm not Jimmy the Greek. I don't know how to do odds. I don't know how to bet games. I couldn't tell you, one for one, what Ben Roethlisberger is going through right now. Is he suffering from jock itch, and that's going to stop him from passing? I couldn't tell you that. But I bet you these odds makers in Las Vegas know. These odds makers know. They know everything there is to know. They know x-rays on the players, who got a bruised bone, and where you got to hit them at. These folks know this stuff. I don't know it. I'm going strictly off what I've seen watching games all year. I watch, and this is what I see. To me, Jacksonville Jaguars have the number one defense in the NFL. But they didn't say that. I think they, if I'm not mistaken, power ranking. I can look at that real quick and tell y'all exactly what the NFL power ranking is. And
y'all understand what I'm talking about.
So you're trying to look up the power rankings.
Mm-hmm. I got it right now. It's coming up.
Okay.
I got it right now. I'm looking at it. Just trying to figure out. All right. They're going in different categories. That's crap. But we'll play the categories game with it. All right. I wonder how they're gonna do this about Shakespeare. I don't know how they would do that.
We saw with an extent.
All right, NFL.com power rankings. All right, let's see.
I said Jacksonville number 8.
Oh, you already got it? I'm still waiting on my.
I'm looking at
it.
It says,
keep showing me commercials, and I don't want to play these commercials.
Okay, I think it's saying Jacksonville number 8.
It was some stupid ass number. Excuse my language.
Tennessee is
number
7. Atlanta number 6. Philly number 5. New Orleans number 4.
I think they said Philly defense was number 1, but you said number 5. Okay.
I'm just going by power rankings, not by defenses. Minnesota's number 3. Pittsburgh's number 2. New England's number 1.
The Rams aren't in that nowhere?
No, I guess this is for the divisional rounds.
Oh, they're doing divisional. Okay.
They're just divisional rounds. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. Yeah. I can tell you once again, these guys that do these power rankings, I don't know what they see. I might can go with Philly's defense as far as power ranking defenses. In the league, I can see that, and that might be what they're trying to do.
Okay, now hold on. Let me see if I can find the I think it's which team has the best defense.
Well, according to the AP polls.
Oh, that's old. That's old, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying is that They actually, according to this one here, they got the Saints at number 3. Jacksonville is not even in the top 10. And I still said they got the best. You said Jacksonville was number 6. Jacksonville ain't even in the top 10.
No, Jacksonville was number 8. That was like the power rankings going into the divisional round.
Okay, so that's
Jacksonville
why
was like listed. They just Jacksonville as a whole as number 8.
Okay, we can go with that.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I am right now. I just think that these guys got a little better squad this year. Jacksonville does. I think that Jacksonville will be the talk of the town if they don't make it to the bowl this year. I think they got one hell of a shot next year. A lot of teams got a hell of a shot next year. And I'm telling y'all, don't sleep on the San Francisco 49ers. Don't sleep on them. Don't think that they garbage. I'm telling you. Teams like San Francisco will sneak up on you, and you'll never understand how they got to where they got to. Watch them. Watch the 49ers. Also, my other bold prediction, the Cleveland Browns will win 5 games next year.
Yeah, they won't have hopefully they won't have another losers parade.
Well, maybe they won't. Maybe they will.
Wow. A loser's parade. Well, they call it the perfect season parade.
What's that, two or three straight seasons without a victory?
No, they went – actually, they went 1-31 the past 2 seasons. And they – because, I mean, I got people that live up there. And I was on the Cleveland.com website, and I was just looking at videos of some of the stuff that was happening in the parade. And they were like, how does a coach – that goes 1-31 come back. You know, how do you keep this guy?
Well, with Josh Brown gone, they cut KD Cannon. Dallas picked him up. Dallas also picked up a cornerback from Tennessee who got cut, and that was McQuestion Huff. He's out of Wyoming. He's been in the league 4 years, 25-year-old guy. Statistics at Wyoming is 246 tackles and 5 picks. His 3 years at Wyoming. So
who's he play for now?
He's playing for Cowboys. Cowboys signed him.
Oh, okay.
He's a cornerback.
He came from Cleveland?
Came from Tennessee.
Oh, he came from Tennessee. Okay.
And usually, to me, and this is just, I don't know, this may be a witch hunt. This may be something that y'all think that, you know, I'm just grasping at straws. But if you got a team that's going into the playoffs and a team that's advanced and you cut somebody, I wouldn't pick him up. I wouldn't pick him up. That dude was cut for a reason. And if he's going to be a problem in Dallas, we don't need him. We don't need him. I tell Jerry in time, Jerry, we don't need him. If he's that.
Was this guy cut the last game of the regular season?
I don't know if he was cut. They said they picked him up from they picked him up, I guess, from being released by the Titans. Let me look at the article again. I can tell you exactly what it said.
Okay.
But here's – let me go ahead just to pull it up like this. I can't do a show and type in stuff, too. I type like a hunting pet guy.
What's the guy? What's his name?
McQuestion Huff. He done played with a bunch of teams. He played with the Ravens. Let me see who all he done played with.
McQuestion Huff, NFL. Okay,
mm-hmm.
He was a He played with the Ravens. He was with Tampa Bay. He was with the Ravens, the Titans. And now you said the Cowboys got him?
Yeah, Cowboys signed him today. So he was suspended from the team. You see what I mean?
Yeah,
I did see that when I
pulled it up. It said suspension.
You see where I'm going with that? This is why I say that. Why do we keep taking somebody else's problem?
He's suspended for one game.
Oh, he's a quarterback. He's a shutdown corner. Yeah, but he can't behave himself. We don't need to go 14-2, and we ready for the playoffs, and this fool will go get arrested in Dallas for being at a bar grabbing one of the strippers or something. I mean, we don't need that. I don't need it, man. I don't know what he got arrested, what he got kicked off the team for. Probably weed. Can't quit smoking it. Can't pass a drug test. Why do you want these people on your team? I don't want them. That makes sense, Irv?
Yep. I don't like them trouble players. But, you know, Jerry known for getting trouble players.
Well, KD Cannon got released from the Browns. KD Cannon went to Baylor. I mean, he was an outstanding receiver for the Baylor Bears. I mean, he got drafted by Cleveland. When RG3 went to Cleveland, the first thing they did was they needed a quality receiver. But guess what? Josh Gordon is back.
Yeah.
Josh Gordon had a 4-year suspension for all the weed that he couldn't quit smoking. So finally, Josh Gordon is back. KD Cannon's role went in the toilet. And so he decided to go on down south, try to head back to Texas. And now he's in Dallas. Now, real quick, Irv, I want you to be a visionary with me. You know, like the movie Life? I want you to be a visionary with me, Irv. I'm a visionary.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
All right, Ray's Boom Boom Room. Okay, let's go with this.
Ray's Boom Boom Room. You're going to do it like this.
You talking about a visionary.
Like this.
Okay.
I'm a visionary. I'm a visionary.
It's in the development stages now. Well, all right, let's go. Let's go.
Do you see Dallas not letting Dez go, bringing in a receiving corps with, you know, KD Cannon, Bryce Butler.
Not be with Dallas next year.
Who? I know. But
I don't think
Butler
he's going to be with Dallas next year.
Probably not. Terrence Williams might leave. If they keep Dez, Terrence Williams is leaving. If they keep Terrence Williams, Dez is leaving. You get a receiving corps. You got Switzer. You got Cole Beasley. You got Bryce Butler. You got KD Cannon. Dez is no longer a Cowboy. What do you think that would be, that kind of scenario? Do you think there's a good chance that would work, that we could get that? Dez is probably not going to be last in Dallas. I don't think Dez is going to last in Dallas. I don't feel he will last in Dallas. What do you think?
No, I don't know. Dez getting to be a problem. When you don't throw the ball to him, I mean, he wants to complain, but like I said, when he gets the ball, he fumbles. And, I mean, I don't know. But if he stays, he's going to take a pay cut. If he stays in Dallas.
Well, Dez ain't taking a pay cut. So what do you see now?
He won't be in Dallas then. I think he won't be in Dallas. But, I mean, you got these other guys that are hungry, and you got these guys that are not going to complain. Because
exactly.
I think that was really messing Dak up, that he was throwing the ball to Dez all the time, and Dez wasn't even catching the ball.
Right.
So,
we had a
running backs coach gone too.
Yes, and he's getting interviewed by John Gruden tomorrow. Once again, they'll go to another team and get a championship. That's where people leave Dallas is what happens. Literally, every person leave Dallas go get a championship somewhere else. That's just what happens. So you get rid of your offense, your quarterback's coach, you send it. Guess what? John Gruden won't talk to him.
Wilson?
Dude, John Gruden will talk to all of them. Now here's what's
going
to happen.
Well, I thought maybe he would try to talk to Rich Gannon.
John Gruden go talk to folks that he know he can tell what to do, and they'll do it and won't be raising eyebrows. That's what he wants. John Gruden is going to take Oakland to the playoffs next year. Y'all heard that from me. I know everybody say John Gruden is a garbage coach. Y'all say what y'all want to say about John Gruden, but John Gruden is going to take the Oakland Raiders to the playoffs next year. You heard that from
me. Does he keep beast mode?
That's a good question. I personally think he won't, but who am I?
And the Cowboys, are they keeping Will McClay? He's probably going to stay in Dallas?
We'll see. The offseason is the best time for any NFL fan because so much news breaks in the offseason.
Yeah.
You get breaking news at night. NFL channel, any channel is on all night. ESPN,
yeah.
All that, you get breaking news all night. And they'll tell you who's in, who's out, who got drunk, got DUI, who slapped the daylights out their wife. It's breaking news. It'll be there in a few minutes. I'm trying to tell you.
Hold up. I'm seeing something here. It says salary cap savings from 8 possible Cowboy cuts, including Dez Bryant.
Yep, I told you that. Cause Dez not gonna take a pay cut. He already told him. Y'all not cutting my pay. Y'all not doing it. And Dez is standing on his ground. Let him stand. He gonna be standing outside looking for a place to go.
They
and
have $60 million in cap
Dez
space,
Bryant,
so they doing pretty good.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So I wouldn't even worry about that. They'll make some decent trades in the offseason. We don't. Dez, I really wish that we could get a championship with Dez. But his level of play the last few years have been on a steady decline. And nobody wants to deal with Dez, with his attitude and everything else, when you're not catching. So
yeah.
That's another story. Andre. Brother Andre.
Yes.
I'm going to go ahead on and call it at 9:30 if it's okay
right.
with you.
That's fine, sir.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank y'all for listening. All you people that was on my feed line with the questions, comments, stuff like that. I appreciate you guys calling in. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Talk DCX Sports with Travis and Ron. I'm your host, Travis Evans. Ron Scarlett could not make it tonight. He decided he's going to try to go get that trophy in bowling since Cowboys ain't bringing no Lombardi trophy home. So he's going to try to get a trophy for the Cowboys and do what he got to do. I got my man Herb D on the line, lifetime
That's
Cowboy
right.
member, got his own card. He just swipe it when he get to the stadium and the gates open and let him in. So I figured I'd get going to have him on here. I appreciate you coming in, bringing your input, and helping me out with finding information and stuff. So
no problem, no problem. Hey,
I got one more thing
for you. We didn't talk about this.
What?
What do you think about Kellen Moore as a quarterback's coach?
Yeah, I figured you was going to bring that up. I think that's a good move, but I want to talk to you about that. But we're going to do that on another show. Well, we got a little bit of time. We're going to try to. We got about 2 minutes left, and I don't want to get into a long dialogue with that. But I want to thank everybody for joining the show tonight. We will just stay with the Talk DCX Sports page or talk with the DCX page, DC Extreme fan page, and we'll be letting you know when our next broadcast is going to be. We're going to try to shoot for Sunday night. We're trying to get back on that Sunday regimen, so we won't be on these weekdays doing it. So we're going to try to get back to the Sunday evening regimen. We're going to try that. We got a few events coming up. We're going to start announcing some of the things on upcoming shows, let y'all know some of the things that we're getting ready to do, including the expansion with DC Extreme and some of the other groups. We're going to combine our groups and get some other stuff going and try to make some things happen for the next season. So, once again, I want to thank you all for joining us. Talk DCX Sports with Travis and Ron. You guys have a wonderful evening, and we will see you again.
Peace, y'all.
You did one hell of a job, and only thing else I got to say is, how about them Cowboys? Yeah! Yeah!